Okay, let us begin. It's Samaches. We are on Samaches and Mabez. Towards the bottom of the Gemara, towards the bottom of Samaches and Mabez, the Gemara had brought up the 3 days that Mar Barei D'Ravina used to eat. He used to fast the rest of the year, except for Shavuos and Purim and Erev Yom Kippur. So I mentioned that we had discussed Shabbos Shuvah time, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So just to remind to chazer for 2 minutes some of the makoros, some of the highlights of that sugya. So remember, I alluded to yesterday that it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rush about the nature of the din of eating on Erev Yom Kippurim. Rashi and Yuma on Daf Pei Aleph says, Kol Ocha V'Shose, Haskein Atzmecha Betisha Shetucha Lehisanos Ba'asara. Eat on the 9th so that you'll be able to fast on the 10th. In other words, it's an issue of hachana, according to Rashi. And the Rush as well agrees with Rashi. Hachinu atzmechem betisha lachodesh lehischazik ba'achilu v'shasiya k'dei shetuchlu lehisanos l'machar. Get ready, get prepared. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that we're going to eat anyway. It's the day before the fast. This is the only day to oraisa that you have to fast. So therefore he gives us a mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur to eat, to be mezake us with a mitzvah. But it's a din of hachana. And we said, interestingly, Shibali Haleket says it's hachana, but in kind of the opposite way. He says that it's harder to fast after a day that you eat a lot, because that'll be the contrast to one's body is more difficult. So he says, yeah, it's hachana, but he says it for the other way. So you have to eat a lot so that it's more inui. But most Mefarshim say it's the opposite, it's less inui. But that is all one group of Mefarshim, one group of Rishonim. While the other side, Rabbi Yona and Shari Tshuva and Shari Dalid, Ostes, he says that no, it has to do with the fact that Yom Kippur is a Yantif, it should have Simchas Yantif, but obviously we can't because we have a mitzvah of inui, so we move up the Suda until the day before. Because all the other Yom Tov we have a Suda, we can't today. So that's why we make the Suda on Erev Yom Kippurim. And the assumption of this must be that it's already Yom Kippur, kind of, on Erev Yom Kippur. That we saw in a number of Makoros there, especially from the Chayi Adam in Kuf Mem Dalet, says that Kfar Mechatzos Hayom Maschil Lehisnotzeitz Kedushas Hayom. We do vidui in the afternoon, already the sparks of the day already start from Chatzos. This was two very different ways of looking at the mitzvah. Is it a din of hachana, like Rashi or the Rush, or is it a din of Simchas Yantif? This is the Su'udas Yantif of Yom Kippur on Erev Yantif. And we said there are a number of nafkaminas that depend on these two approaches. Number one, Rabbi Kivayger brought up, what about women? Are women obligated in this mitzvah? So again, if it's a din of Simchas Yantif, so it's a din of Simchas Yantif, so it should be a mitzvah of Agrama. Only if women are obligated, so only if there's a special limud. But here there is no special limud. Masha'enkein, if the mitzvah is a din of hachana, the women obviously have to fast. So then we would say that they would be chayiv in the mitzvah of hachana for this fast as well. Number one. Number two, we mentioned, what if somebody knows that they are a very good faster and they don't need the hachana? They don't need to eat extra today. So again, if it's a din of hachana, then maybe there wouldn't be a mitzvah. If there isn't a din of, if it's a din of simchas yantif, you'd have to fast anyway. Or the opposite case. What if somebody knows that they're not going to fast? Because the doctor said they're not allowed to fast in Yom Kippur. So is there a mitzvah to eat today? They know they're not going to fast. So again, it might apply that if it's a din of hachana, then you would not need to do this mitzvah. And if it's simchas yantif, you would. But here, if you remember, the Ksav Sofer had said that maybe not. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, it says, Yeshua Hashem Keharaf Ayin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu could save you in a moment. So if he can save you in a moment, so who knows what's going to be tomorrow? So eat today. Maybe Be'ez Hashem you'll be healed and you will be able to fast tomorrow. What about bread? Do you have to eat bread? Do you have to eat other items? So again, if it's a din of Su'uda, maybe yes. If it's not a din of Su'uda, maybe not. And there are other nafkaminas as well. Just to say one more makar before we move on. And that is, we had a third idea. We had the issue of Hachana, Rashi, and the Rush. We had an issue of Sudas Yatif, that was the Rabbeinu Yonah. But we mentioned the thought from both from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and from Rav Soloveitchik, from the Rav, who said the same exact idea, a third idea, behind the mitzvah of Su'udah. And that was, if you look in our Gemara, and whenever this halacha is quoted, it doesn't just say there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th. It says, it compares and connects the fasting on the 10th day and the eating on the 9th day, as if there's one kiyum. And Rabbi Yaakov says in Parshas Emor, "V'nirish and tamun kan hagedur detanis Yom Kippur." Hidden in here is the secret of fasting on Yom Kippur. Dahainu shehikpida haTorah. The Torah was makpid sheinu shel yom asiri tzarach lahaschal b'yom tishii they work together the ninth day and the tenth day. Why? Daha im me'ezet tam shehu lo ha'yochel kishehirat hayom im kein lo nikar ha'inui. It's the contrast that makes the kiyum, what the Rav called shvisa nikares. Like he says that there should be a recognizable stoppage of eating, so too that's what the Rabbi Yaakov calls nikar ha'inui, that you have to eat today so that you don't eat tomorrow, and the contrast of Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur can be seen and can be recognizable. That's the kiyum of both days. So it's really one kiyum of Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. So the Rav said, Yisod HaDin Shal Achila B'Erev Yom Kippur Eina Mitzvah Sachila Ela Isser Shal Titus B'Erev Yom Kippurim K'dei Shadei Shvisa Nikaris. That's why they explain why the Rav doesn't quote this halacha even Hilchas Shvisas Aser, right? Because it's not a separate din of Mitzvah Sachila. It's just a din of Shvisa Nikaris to have the contrast of not eating and then eating. Okay, that's just to finish up. Again, there's more. We'll see at the end if we have time to get back to more Makaros. But we'll just leave it at that for now. So that was just related to eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, now the Gemara had brought in a number of stories of the Amoraim, who spoke about the Gavlos of Talmud Torah. So we're first with the story of Yosef, who said, without Shavuos, I'd just be another Yosef in the show. We spoke about that one yesterday. So now let's get to the next one again. Rav Sheshes. Six lines up from the bottom. Rav Sheshes, called to us in Yonim Hadilei Talmudei. Every 30 days, Rav Sheshes would chazer his limud, his Torah study, v'tali v'koy be'ivr d'dasha, that he used to go stand in the doorway, v'omar chadi nafshoi, chadi nafshoi. I used to say, be happy my soul, be happy my soul. L'cha k'roi, l'cha tanoi. To you, I learned Mikra, Tanakh. To you, I learned Mishnah. Asked the Gemara, Eini, is this really true that he learned for himself? V'yamar Ablazer emali Torah l'nes kaimu shemayim ba'aretz. Without Torah, the world wouldn't be Mekuyim. So isn't he learning for the world? Not just learning for himself. Sh'ne'amar em lo b'risi yomam v'layla chuko shemayim ba'aretz lo samti. Without the Torah, the world would not exist. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Me'ikara ki avid inish adadit nafshi k'avid. When he started learning, so then maybe he was learning for himself. But obviously it took on a life of its own, and once he learned, it supports the world. Two interesting ha'aros from the Achronim. Ben Yoyada notes, why did he go to a doorway and say this? Why Ivra Dadasha? What does a doorway have to do with this? So he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, where Shlomo HaMelech says, Hadelas tasuv al tzira, v'ha'atzel al mitaso. The door turns on its hinges, and the atzel, the lazy person on his bed, right? The door goes back and forth, and the lazy person stays in bed. So what's the pshat? So he says, the hadelis, why is a lazy person connected and juxtaposed in the pasuk with a door? So he says, a door is very heavy. If you ever try to lift up a door, if it wasn't on the hinges, just try to lift up a door. The hadelis kaved ma'od, b'yefshel ha'anio. You can't move it. You'll need 10 people to move the door. If the door is on its hinges, even a little child, just push it a little bit. Right, when it's on the floor, you can't lift it up. But you have the door on the hinges, then it's on beit shehidu lamala, azgam yelad katan yuchal anil lepasko losagro. So he says, v'cheina asel, also the lazy person, she'ina osik v'torah. If somebody's didn't start learning, and he just sees it in front of him, yidme be'enav masa kaved ma'od. It looks like a very heavy load. It looks like such an avoda, such, I can't do this, it's on the, it looks so hard. V'kolzeu b'shvil she'in lo ratzon mitzad elyon shehu ha'moach, or mitzad ha'tachton shehu ha'lev. It's because he doesn't have the ratzon. He says, get into it. If he's still on the bed and he's lazy, it appears very heavy. Ulezeh amar, that's what the pasuk means. Hadelas tasuv al tzirav ha'atzel den al mitaso bitmiya. Kiyim hu ro'ez ha'torah. If he thinks the Torah is very heavy, tell him to look at the door. Look, the door is heavy. But look, you hang it up on two hinges. You get moving. You get into a rhythm of the Talmud Torah. It's not simple, but it's simpler. It's not so heavy. So he says that's what the door symbolizes. That's why it's contrasted in Mishlei to the lazy person, to the atzel, because it appears the door before you start, before you put the door up on the hinges, then it appears heavy. But once it's on the hinges and you're going back and forth and you get into the rhythm of the learning, so then it is not so hard. And that's what Rav Sheshes was doing. After he finishes chazering, he goes to the door. And then he says, Baruch Hashem. Because he's appreciating and he's showing everybody, do it, it's not so hard. He's being mechazik everybody, and he's being mechazik himself. So that's why Dafka, he went to the door. That is one horror from the Ben Yehoyada. Just a second one, and then we'll move on from the Tzlach, who asks on this Gemara. Again, Rav Sheshes says he learns for himself, and the Gemara says, how can he learn for himself? Didn't he learn? Doesn't Shemayim Ba'aretz keep the world, doesn't the learning keep the world going? And the Gemara answers, yeah, originally he learned for himself. So asks the Tzlach, V'ani Omer, Elmali, he says, without the Gemara's answer of he originally learned for himself, why didn't the Gemara be mechalik that that pasuk is only referring to Kabbalah Satorah? The original Kabbalah Satorah, that's what kept the world going. Like Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis, that the world was rafuf, was shaky, until B'nai Israel accepted the Torah. That's fine. But what do you see from Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes was learning Torah. He wasn't being Makabel Torah. So maybe there's a difference between Kabbalah Satorah versus the Talmud Torah. Maybe the Kabbalah Satorah keeps the world going, and the Talmud Torah is private. Yeah, we said yesterday that maybe even Talmud Torah, but that pasuk that the Gemara quotes is only by Kabbalah Satorah, when B'nai Israel accepted the Torah. So why did the Gemara answer? That pasuk is by Kabbalah Satorah, and that's what keeps the world going. Mashiach Yibad Limit HaTorah. So he says maybe there's a reason the Gemara didn't give that answer. And that is, he has another question. L'chora Yipala. Madua Yabriya Shemayim Ba'aris Tuluyim Barifayon. Why was the world so shaky until Kabbalah Satorah? What about the Avos? What about Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? Something that we discussed in the past. What about their Kiyum? The Gemara says that Avram did every mitzvah, even Erev Tavshilin, even every mitzvah to Rabbanan. So why was the world shaky until the Avos? The Avos learned. So what's the answer? The answer is that we know the principle, Gadol HaMitzuva V'Yosef V'Mishayinu Mitzuva V'Yosef. Greater is the one who is commanded and does it. Though you might have said, hey, isn't voluntary better? So Tosis in a number of places says no. That if you're a mitzuva, if you have to do something, so that's even harder. To get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to make a plane to go to Florida for vacation, that could be done. To get up to go to the daf every day, that's much harder. Right? Because that's something that you kind of have to do. Because that's the suva. But to go to something that I don't have to do. So Gadol HaMitzuva V'Yosef. So the others were a mitzuva. So that's why their mitzvos, of course, they were significant, but they didn't have the status of a mitzvah v'yosa. Once B'nai Yisrael were mekabel the Torah, and there was a status of Jews being mekayim the Torah in the context of mitzvah v'yosa, that's why the world was mekuyev based on those mitzvahs. But then he goes to the next step. Rav Sheshes, as we said yesterday, was a sagi nahar. Rav Sheshes was blind. And there are Tanaim in the Gemara that say, Rav Yehuda and Mesachas Abakama, Summa Pater Mikol HaMitzvahs. The Summa is Pater from all Mitzvahs. That's what some Tanaim hold. We don't hold that way. But that's what some Tanaim hold. So says the Gemara that it's not Shayach to bring this Pasuk as related to Rav Sheshes, because Kabbalah Zatorah, because he's not Mitzvah V'Yosa. He's not Bechlau, that Kabbalah. So that's why here always used to say, Chadi Nafshoi, Chadi Nafshoi. Because he says he's looking for himself, because he didn't think he's being Bekai in the world. Because he knows he's Ein Mitzvah V'Yosa, he's taking it for himself. He has Simcha for himself. But the Gemara didn't want to accept that answer, that there's a difference, he was blind. That's what the Gemara could have answered. The Gemara didn't want to accept that, because we don't Paskin that way. We don't Paskin that way. So that's why the Gemara went on to the other answer of that maybe he's just started doing it for himself, and then it branched off to the world. But that is why he gives a little shock levitaria behind the scenes of what's going on here, why Rav Sheshes thought he was doing it for himself, because he thought he was in Mitzvah V'Yosa, but Sheki, the Gemara didn't want to accept that, because we had a Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, and really, Liman HaTorah as well, post Har Sinai, Liman HaTorah keeps the world going if it's in a Bechina of Mitzvah V'Yosa. Okay. Now let us continue. We get back to the conversation that took place in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Okay. Third to last line. Amar Rav Ashi. Remember back in the Mishnah Samachay Mabes. Remember Rav Elazar is the one that said there was a machlokas there whether certain actions that were asar midrabanan are docha Shabbos when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. The drabanans of cutting off the wart and bringing your animal michus latchum and harkava. Well, that was the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. So let's just remember the conversation, because that's today's blot is all about that conversation. So remember that Rabbi Elazar had said these malachos, these are only drabanans. So surely if shchita is docha Shabbos, so surely these malachos, these shvusim drabanan should be docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yeshua says, 1 minute. What about Yantif? Yantif is certain malachas are docha Shabbos, while certain drabbanas are not docha Shabbos. So here too, the drabbanas should be docha Shabbos. And then Rabbi Elazar said back to him, "What are you bringing me rice from Yantif for? That's Rishus. I'm talking about mitzvah. So fine, by Rishus, by Sudis Yantif is Rishus. So then you might say that it's not docha Yantif, not docha Shabbos. I'm talking about Shchit. I'm talking about Karim Pesach." So of course, Karat Pesach Shavuos should be Docha Shabbos. That's how yesterday the Gemara got into Rabbi Yeshua really holds it's a mitzvah. Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. That was the answer that he would have said. But says the Gemara now, even without that answer of Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Elazar, even if you would say that Sudas Yadav is a Rishus, you would still be able to have a claim back against Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rav Ashi. Ulamai de Amar Rav Elazar Nami Yantif Rishus. Even if you hold like Rav Elazar, that Rav Elazar had said to Rabbi Yeshua, what are you comparing me, apples and oranges? What are you comparing me, mitzvah and Rishus? I'm talking about a mitzvah. That's why it should be Doche. So even if you say it's a Rishus, there's a claim that you could have had a Svara against Rav Elazar. The following, Islay Pircha. You could have had a Pircha against his Kal V'chomer. His Kal V'chomer was to say that the Shavusim are Doche Shabbos. You could have said, not the opposite. Umay Yantif Shehitir Bomalacha Shal Rishus. Lohitir Shavus She'ima. If Yantif, on Yantif you matired milachos of Rishus, let's say Sudas Yantif, Bishul, and other acts of cooking, if actual malachos are on Yantif, which are Rishus, are mutter. Lohita Shvus She'ima, but not all Shvusim are mutter along with it. Shabbos, Shalohita Ba El Malacha Shal Mitzvah. So Shabbos, which is, you have a less of a allowance. Shabbos, which they only allowed mitzvah malachas. Here's exactly your point. You're saying mitzvah should be more mako, but no. Shabbos, they only allowed malacha shal mitzvah. Eino dishlo tata shvus ima. So surely, that shvusim that go along with it shouldn't be matired. So again, there was a svara there, Rabbi Elazar said, that if it's a mitzvah, surely should be allowed. So we're saying, you could say back, no. You see, only mitzvahs are allowed. So if only mitzvahs are allowed, so these shvusim are not directly connected. It's not a shechita. But says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Elazar would answer exactly that. For Rabbi Elazar, shvus de mitzvah adiflay. Rabbi Elazar would say, no. If you're talking about the context of a mitzvah, so then the shvusim are also pulled along in that context. Continuing along with this conversation, Tanya. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. This is filling in the conversation. This part is not in the Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, and again, just remember the context. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds that these shvusim should be doche. So all of his svaras, we're going to have a couple of kavachomers and different logical statements. He's trying to prove that it should be these derabanan should be doche Shabbos whenever Pesach falls on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, umali im dachu machshirei mitzvah shala achar shchita esa Shabbos de is avid le mitzvah. If we know, and this is how Rashi interprets the Gemara, we see from the Mishnah that certain machshirei mitzvah, certain actions that go along with the mitzvah that occur after the shechita is doche Shabbos. For example, we spoke about yesterday cleaning out the michui kravav. Michui kravav obviously happens after the shechita. So if michui kravav, which is somewhat of a machshirei mitzvah, it's not directly connected to the mitzvah, but if that is doche after you do the mitzvah, so lo yitzchu machshirei mitzvah shelefei shechita es haShabbos, so surely machshirei mitzvah which are going to allow you to do the mitzvah. If you're allowed to do stuff after the mitzvah is done, after the shechita is done, so surely, says Rav Elazar, to allow you to do the shechita in the first place. Right? You might have said that after the shechita you can't do anything. But the answer is no. Even after the shechita, you're allowed to do it. So surely, says Rabbi Elazar, before the shechita, to allow you to do it, you should say these shvusim are mutter. So Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva says no, just the opposite. Demali imdachu machshirei mitzvah shalachar shechita es haShabbos. We allow machshirim. We allow actions that connect to the mitzvah after the shechita. You know why? Shari dachsa shechita es haShabbos. Because these actions piggyback. Once the shechita, we know the shechita is docha Shabbos. So once the shechita is docha Shabbos, so then we're in the world of heter. We know things are being mutter mishum Shabbos, are docha Shabbos. So these other shvusim piggyback on the actual maisa mitzvah, the malach of shechita, and therefore they'll be mutter. So afterwards is better. Tomar yitzchu machshir mitzvah shelofnei shechita sa Shabbos. Who says that the mitzvahs, the extra periphery mitzvahs that you do along with the shechita beforehand, shlo dachsu shechita sa Shabbos? You didn't have anything mutter yet. You didn't have a steamroller going through and pushing away Shabbos and then allowing the shvusim to come in long and be doche it. Nothing was doche Shabbos yet. So maybe in a sense, says Rabbi Yeshua, malacha shvusim after the mitzvah is done is easier to be doche than shvusim before the mitzvah is done. So don't bring me raya that, hey, if it's done afterwards, kol shekein before. No, just the opposite. So that's one version of the conversation. Dover acher, the Gemara brings another claim that Rabbi Yehoshua said to Rabbi Elazar. Maybe doing it before is worse. You know why? Shema yimsa zevach pasol v'nimsa machalas haShabbos l'mafreya. Because maybe you're gonna do the chatichas yabalto or whatever the derabanan is, and then you're gonna shecht and you're gonna find the animal strafe. You're gonna find it as a pasol long. You find you're not gonna do the shechita well. And l'mafreya is gonna come out retroactively that you're machalas Shabbos for nothing. So that's what his claim is. That's why doing it beforehand is worse and more dangerous. But it says the Gemara, Ihachi, Nishkanami lo Nishchat, Shemi Yimati Zevach Pasol, Vanisa Bachal, Shemes Lafraya. So even the Shechita you shouldn't do. If you're so worried that you're going to find the problem, so even the Maisa Shechita you shouldn't do. So obviously you can't say that you're worried. You're not worried. If there's no Reyes, so you don't think anything's going to be wrong, nothing's going to be wrong. So the Gemara says, you're right. This last statement is, you had a good upschlag, you really ruined this statement, so just switch the order of how the conversation took place. Elaha Amar Leberesha. First, Rabbi Yeshua made this statement to Rabbi Yeshua. How could you say that the ones before in her mutter, right, the Zevach might become puzzle? Uparche. And Rabbi Elazar says, what are you talking about? That you shouldn't even do the Shechita. The Hadar Amar Le. And then Rabbi Yeshua said, back to the first claim that was quoted in our Gemara, Hach Demali Imdachu. Then he said, the first claim, the opposite order of the way our Gemara originally formulated it. Rabbi Akiva. Thank you. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Two dots. Heishav Rabbi Akiva of Amar Hazaa Tochiach. So now for this, let us remember the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara had said Rabbi Akiva had brought in another raya, that Hazaa, the sprinkling on a Tamei Meis. Let's remember this, because this is what a lot of the rest of the Gemara is about today. We know that if somebody's Tamei Meis, or maybe other Tumas, then on the third, then they're Tamei for 7 days, and on the third and the seventh day of their Tumah, they have to be sprinkled with the special ashes of the Paraduma, and after the seventh day, on the seventh day, they go to the Mikvah, and then they'll be Tahar that night. That is the halacha of the Hazah. So if you remember the Mishnah, let's just again chaz of the conversation. Rabbi Akiva had said, "Hazaa will prove me right, because hazaa is only a drabanan and it's a mitzvah, and it's not docha Shabbos. So too these shvusim that you want to be docha Shabbos is not going to be docha Shabbos." Then what happened? Rabbi Elazar said, one second, I even want Hazar to be Docha Shabbos. If Shechit is Docha Shabbos, which is a Daraisa, so surely Hazar, which is only Darabana, should be Docha Shabbos. So then Rabbi Akiva said back, what do you mean? You should say the Kal Vachomer. If Hazar is not Docha Shabbos, even Shechita shouldn't be Docha Shabbos, said Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Elazar back to him, what are you talking about? You'll be ochre when it says in the Torah, even Shechita shouldn't be Docha Shabbos? It says in the Torah, b'moado. So obviously it can't be that Shechita is Docha Shabbos. So that's the conversation. Remember, Rabbi Akiva says, Hazah proves me right. Rabbi Elazar says, no, even Hazah. I think Hazah should be Docha Shabbos also. Rabbi Akiva says back, no, Kal Vachomer, if Hazah is not Docha, Shechita also shouldn't be Docha. Rabbi Elazar says, what are you talking about, Shechita? Shechita is a pasuk in the Torah. That's the conversation. Let's keep that conversation in mind. Now we get to the Gemara. So Heishev Rabbi Akiva v'Amar Hazah Dochiach v'Chulu. So we're going on the V'Chulu here. So you always have to know. So Tanya. So the last line of the Mishnah was that Rabbi Elazar got upset at Rabbi Akiva for even suggesting that Shechita shouldn't be Docha Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Akiva v'Shechita Hishavtani. You're telling me some foolish, some silly halacha about Shechita? You going to guess what it says in the Torah? B'Shechita Tehei Misaso. When Al-Sani curses him, he says, you're being mevayish me about Shechita. So b'Shechita, with Shechita, should be, in third person, his death. If you look in the Me'iri, it has it as your death. Misascha. He gives him a curse, which the Mefarshim are bothered. And Rahman Al-Sani, Rabbi Kiva's life ended not pleasantly, as we know from the end of Mesechus Brachas, where his busser was raped with Masreikos Shel Barzel. And many of the professionals were bothered. What happened? What was he so upset about? We're going to get to in a minute that he really Rabbi Kiva was trying to remind him of something, and he had forgotten. We'll get to that in a second. But either way, he gives him this curse, or what does we know that a klala even of a tzaddik doesn't go for naught? So we were mentioned a couple of months ago, if you remember Mesechus Erevin in the Samachs, okay, we're in the Samachs now, Psachim, but we talk about the sugya of a Kavod Harav. We spoke about Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabbah, we have two or three blot there, but all various different halachas there. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sicha here in Chela Gimel, in Tashul Lama Gimel, Mamar Yud Gimel, we mentioned this then, that he brings a number of cases where it seems like Amoram should have been Mochel on their Kavod. One of them is our Gemara. Why wasn't he just Mochel? He knows he was just doing it to remind him. He knows. So he quotes an idea which we mentioned then, and that is, Kavod HaRav is not just about having Kavod for the Rav. Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabbah is not just a case of a reason for a personal Kavod for the Rav. Eina Mishum Kavod HaRav Kishal Atzmo, El Ikarahu Bakach, Shehi Goremes, Lebitol Koach Hashpas HaRav B'Yisrael. It's part of the Mesorah. to have kavod. Nothing to do with anybody, any personal person. But if somebody doesn't have kavod harav, then that's going to break up all of Klal Yisrael. K'she Yisrael einam shomrim. But if when Yisrael are not guarding, v'nisharim v'kavod chachamehim, hari ki'ilu einlem chachamim v'zakenim, and then they're going to all fall, they're going to all fall apart. And of course, as the Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah, Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, interestingly, Nimshul Yisrael la'of, maha of hazeh, eino poreach below knafayim, just like a bird does not fly without wings, kach Yisrael einam yecholom la'asos klum chutz lizeknehem. So too, the Jewish people cannot do anything without their Rabbanan, without their Chachamim. And therefore, even Rabbi Akiva maybe says this, and he says he realizes this, and that's where Belazar feels that it was such a pagam in the Kavod by saying this halacha that was obviously wrong. And maybe this was in front of the whole Beis Medrash, that he felt that he had to say something against what Rabbi Akiva had done. Again, it still seems somewhat extreme, but this is you know, to keep the Mesorah going and to keep Klal Yisrael safe. So that is part of the basis for his actions. Either way, getting back to the conversation here, so Rabbi Elazar says, Akiva, what are you doing? How could you even suggest something like that? That Shechit is not going to be Doche. So says the Gemara, Amar Lo, Rebbe, that Rabbi Akiva answers him, Rebbe, Al Tachreini B'Shas Adin, don't deny me at a time when we're discussing this. Kach V'Kubalni Mimcha. No, I'm just doing this to remind you of something that I learned from you. Hazah Shvusi V'Eino Doche Shashabes. What did Rabbi Elazar just say in the previous line? Or what did Rabbi Akiva say in the two previous lines? Rabbi Akiva said, Hazah is going to prove me right. Hazah is only Drabbanan, is not Doche, that it's a mitzvah, so surely the other Drabbanan. So Rabbi Elazar say, no, I think Hazah should be Doche. So what Rabbi Akiva is really doing here is that he's reminding Rabbi Elazar, he's trying to remind him in an indirect way that he learned from Rabbi Elazar that Hazah is not Doche Shabbos. So how could Rabbi Elazar even suggest that Hazah should be Doche Shabbos based on a Kavachober from Shechita? So that's what he's really reminding him in an indirect way. I'm quoting this Maimar so you see how seriously I'm taking the halacha of Hazah not being Doche Shabbos. I'm even making a crazy Kavachomer from it. But he's just doing it, I'm just doing it to remind you. That's what he says. Says the Gemara, V'chim yachadu agmari my time at Kahadrabe. So if he was reminding him, then why did he say, if Rabbi Elazar really held, the Gemara doesn't know yet that he forgot, that's going to be the maskana, but if Rabbi Elazar really held that Hazah is not Doche Shabbos, so if Hazah is not Doche Shabbos, why was his suggestion that it should be Doche Shabbos? So the Gemara has two answers. Amar Ula, maybe they were talking about two different Hazaos. That was the confusion. Amar Ula, Rabbi Elazar ki Agmare, Hazah de Truma Agmare. When Rabbi Elazar taught him that Hazah is not allowed, Hazah, which is a Nisad Rabbanan, is not allowed on Shabbos, is only when somebody's Tameh and their seventh day falls out on Shabbos and they want to eat Truma that night. That type of Hazah is not going to be Doche Shabbos because Hafrashas Truma itself is not allowed on Shabbos. The Truma Gufei Lo Dachi Shabbos, and therefore we're not going to allow that type of Hazah. Rabbi Akiva Name, and when Rabbi Akiva asked him the Kasha to say that the Hazah is not Doche, that's what he was saying. Rabbi Akiva Name, Ki Osvei Hazah the Truma Osvei, Shehi Mitzvah Vahu Misham Shvus. He was asking him about the Hazah regarding Achilas Truma, which is a mitzvah. And that's what he was trying to prove. He says, if Hazah of a mitzvah is not Doche, so surely these other items of Drabbanan. So that was the conversation. But the problem was, V'hu Savar, Hazah de Pesach Kamosev Lei. But Rabbi Elazar understood Rabbi Akiva's question about Hazah de Pesach. And Hazah, doing Hazah on the seventh day in order to eat the Karan Pesach that night, that he never said wasn't allowed, that is allowed on Shabbos. And that's what Rabbi Elazar's complaint. So it was a miscommunication here. That's what happened. So that is why Rabbi Elazar got upset, even though what Rabbi Akiva was saying was correct. Masav Rabba doesn't like this suggestion. This couldn't have been the case, because we have a Brisa which says that which quotes Rabbi Akiva as specifically talking about Hazah de Pesach. We just suggested that he was talking about Hazah de Truma, but we have a Brisa that says he was talking about Hazah de Pesach. Heishav Rabbi Akiva v'Amar, Hazah as Tamim Eis Tochiach, Shechol Shvisha Lolias B'Shabes. This is the formulation of Rabbi Akiva's complaint. The Hazah of a Tamei Meis that fell out on Shabbos, Ube Erev Pesach, Shehi Mitzvah V'Shehi Mishim Shvus, Ve'in Adoch Ezer Shabbos. So it says, Rabbah, you can't say that the miscommunication, why Rabbi Elazar got so upset, was because of they were talking about two different Hazaos, two different Halachos. So Elavada, Hazah de Pesach, Agame. Really, there's only one discussion here. The sprinkling that occurs on day 7 of Tamei Meis, when that's Erev Pesach and it falls out on Shabbos. That's the discussion here. And the question was, if Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Akiva earlier that this Hazah is not Doche Shabbos, And that's what Rabbi Akiva is reminding him. So then how could Rabbi Elazar suggest that it is Docha Shabbos? So Rabbi Elazar Gamre is Akerlite. He forgot. His learning literally was uprooted from him. The Asa, Rabbi Akiva la'at Kure Gamre. Rabbi Akiva was trying to remind him in an indirect way. V'neimalei Bahadei, why didn't he tell him Speferish? Savai lab arach ara. He thought that it was not covetic to tell his Rebbe that he forgot something. So he was trying to do his best. One of the slan, it got him into trouble. Because of the Kavod HaRav issue, he thought it was still a pagam in the way that he did it. And the Mefarshim explained, look at Rabbeinu David here. Rabbeinu David says Beferish. That's why he never meant the Kavod HaChomer. Rabbi Akiva never meant to say that Shechita wouldn't be Docha. That's what it says in the Torah. The Moado. But he's just saying it to try to get Rabbi Elazar to remember what he had said. That's what he says. Shalohai is a Kavod HaChomer amiti. El rak kedei lahasiv et tumas libosh Rabbi Elazar. He wanted to get him to help remember what he had taught him. Interesting point made by some of the Achronim. I saw from the Shule Gilyone. Shule Gilyone says that you find many times that the Amoraim remind, let's say, Abaye and Rav Yosef. Right? They always say, Rebbe, you taught me this. Right? He says, Beferish, you forgot this. And we say, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef was sick and he forgot some of his Talmud. So you find in a number of places that the Amoraim remind the Rebbeim that they forgot something. So all of a sudden here we say, it's Lava or Ara. So what's the difference? So he suggests that those are the places where they forgot it was Machmas Ones or Choli. If somebody forgot because he was sick, if somebody forgot it's not his fault, so that's not a bizayin, that's not a pagam in the Rav's Kavod. But here, it was just Stami forgot, like we all forget. Right? So if we all forget, so that would be a pagam in the Kavod, and that's why he didn't want to say it beferish. Period. Next section. V'haza'a, my time alodach yishabiz. Anyway, so we've been talking about haza'a in the Mishnah. So they ask the Gemara, what's the problem with haza'a? You're just sprinkling blood on somebody. What's the problem? Michti. So if you remember, we had discussed this on Rashi on the Mishnah. We had said Rashi says on the Mishnah, Nira kimisakein. And we said that Tzlach then, Ayin that shir, the Tzlach had said, why does Rashi give that if the Gemara is going to give a different reason? Here's that other reason. So Michti till Tuli Bahamahu, Titchi Shabish Bishon Pesach. Yeah, it's only just moving blood, so why isn't it Docheb Shabbos? Amar Rabba, Gzeira Shem Yitlenav Yaviren Dal Aramis Bishon Rabim. So Gzeira the Rabba, which is made famous by Megillah Shofar and Lulav, but there's a fourth one. The question is, why aren't they all grouped together? Why is there three in one? But either way, this is Gzeira the Rabba. You might come to carry the blood when you're going to do it, Dalat Amos in Rishos HaRabim. And that's why Hazah is not Docha Shabbos. Remember Rashi and Tosis in Sukkah, Adaf Mem Gimel discuss, and other Rishonim, why is it that in all these cases, the Rabbi is always worried about Shema Yavir and Dalat Amos Rishos HaRabim? Why isn't he worried Shema Yotzi Me Rishos HaYachil Rishos HaRabim? Or vice versa, right? They're both two forms of hotzah. So Rashi quotes there that it's not so unusual to do it because a lot of times you put it down in the middle. Sometimes you have a karmelis in the middle. Tosfos says that you'll realize walking in dalat amos rishus rabim, there's no hefsek to tell you it's not rishus dalat amos yet. Going from one rishus to another rishus, you know, you will remember. So either way, that's a discussion in the Rishonim why the Gemara always quotes shemi yavirenu dalat amos and why the Gemara doesn't quote shemi yavirenu me rishus la rishus. If the shpigel always took place in the base of Mikdash, what's the chash? But where they do the shreifa paraduma outside, so they might be bringing the blood from the outside. You're saying the blood was always kept there. I'm not sure. If the assumption is that they're going to do some type of havar dal anamas with it. Okay, says the Gemara. So this is what the Gemara says, that Hazah is also midrabanan because of the chash you might come to carry it. Ul Rebbe Eliezer ni avrei to Amar Rebbe Elazar machshir mitzvah docher as Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, we know Shitas Rabbi Eliezer from a number of Mishnayos, we had it here, we had it in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, that Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to cut down a tree in order to make a knife for Mila on Shabbos. All Machshirei Mila are Docha Shabbos. So asks the Gemara, if Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos, isn't this Hazah like Machshirei Mitzvah? So why isn't Hazah Docha Shabbos? So we're going to have two answers to this question. Here's number one. We've got to keep it in mind. Number two is in the middle of the second in the Amud Beis. Okay, so I'm going to have a whole discussion about the first answer, but just keep in mind the structure. The original question is, according to Rabbi Elazar, if Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos, even the preliminary stages of doing a Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos, not just the actual Mila, for example, but carrying the knife, and bringing other items that you might need for the baby by Mila. But if all Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos, so too Hazah. Why is Hazah worse? He let him sprinkle so that he'll be able to eat the Karan Pesach. The Mitzvah we're talking about is Karan Pesach. Let him be sprinkled on so he can do the Karan Pesach. Two answers. Answer number one. Amri hani mili hecha tegavra gufa chazi v'rami chiyuvi alei. When do you say, when does he say machshirei mitzvah are allowed? Where you have a person who is a bar chiyuva. If the person's in the parsha, so then he's called a bar chiyuva, so then you're allowed to, a baby is a bar chiyuva, so then you're allowed to do machshirim for this baby. Aval hacha degavra gufa lo chazi lo rami chiyuva yale. But here, when a person's tamei, before he gets sprinkled on, he's not in the parsha. He's not a bar chiyuva until he gets sprinkled on, and therefore, machshirei mitzvah are not docha. Again, Rebbe Lazar holds that machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos only when you're talking about a bar chiyuva. But if you're not talking about a bar chiyuva, somebody's not in the parsha yet, then he does not allow you to do machshirei mitzvah for that person. So is he, the assumption is here, we're gonna, that's what we're going to talk about for the next 25 lines, that the assumption is that he's not a bar chiyuva here. Before he gets the hazah sprinkled with the ashes and his tummy may still on day 7, he's not a bar chiyuva in terms of Karen Pesach, and therefore you will not be allowed to do the hazah. No, he's talking about the Karen Pesach, the hazah in order to do the Karen Pesach. That's what we're talking about here. We're contrasting all machshirei mitzvah to hazah on Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos. Hazah is a hasher mitzvah to machshir mitzvah to Karen Pesach. But he's not, but that's... Right. Amar Rabba says, one second. L'devi Rabbi Elazar, according to this Rabbi Elazar, they have to be a bar chiyuva. So let's go back to Mila. So katan bari mechamen lo chamen lahavrosav lamulo b'shabis, toha chazilei. Katan chola ein mechamen lo chamen lahavrosav lamulo, toha lo chazilei. Let's say you're going to wash a baby with hot water before the Mila. So what, you're going to tell me that only a baby that's really healthy, that doesn't really need this washing, you're allowed to wash and cook the water for him because he's roi? But let's say there's a baby that's sick. But you know that if you wash the baby, he's going to be roi for the Mila. So then you're not going to be able to do it because he's not called a bar chiyuva yet? Because he's not in the parsha? Is that what you're going to say? You're going to be mechalik between healthy babies and not healthy babies? Amar Rava. Rava says, no, even more extreme. The ibari hu lama licham lavroso. What do you mean, manavshach? If he's healthy, he doesn't need it, so what are you doing it for? El Amar Rava. Rava says, no, hakol chol in heinitzel mila. Echad katan bari v'echad katan chola. Really, all babies are considered cholim and sick. And according to the svar that we said, ein mecham lochem lavroso lamul b'shabes olochazi. According to the svar that we said, you should not be able to warm any water up for the baby, because they're not, none of them are considered bar chiyuvas, because they can't, none of them can get the mila done without getting washed. So according to this svar that we said, you should say that you're never allowed to warm the water for the babies on Shabbos. So that is one problem. But the Gemara doesn't answer this because we're going to reject the Maskana anyway. But first the Gemara goes off to ask another question. Esvei Abaya. Remember, we're asking on this first approach of the Gemara that the reason that Rabbi Elazar does not allow Hazah, even though he allows Machshirei Mitzvah, is that Machshirei Mitzvah is only allowed by a Bar Chiyuva. And this person, until he becomes Tahar, is not called a Bar Chiyuva L'Inyan Pesach. Esvei Abaya. Arel Shalomol Anishkaris Dibri Abeliezer. Rabbi Elazar himself says in Arel, somebody who does not get a bris mila on Erev Pesach is chayiv kares. It's chayiv kares for not doing the Karban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, one second. Why is he a chayiv kares? V'ahacha degaber gufa lechazi v'ktani anish kares. Amar ami chiyuvi olei. If you're not a bar chiyuva, if you're not ready to bring the Karban Pesach, then why should you be chayiv kares? Rabbi Elazar seems to say that by an Arel, you're a bar chiyuva. But if you're a Tame, you're not a bar chiyuva. What's the difference, asked the Gemara? Why by Arel, where you're just lacking the mitzvah of Mila, you're still considered a bar chiyuva, while by Tame, all you're lacking is Hazah, you're not called a bar chiyuva for Pesach? What's the difference? Why is Tame worse? That's the Gemara's question. So Amar Rabba says as follows. This is the difference. Kesavar, and for this one, we have to halt up a little bit. Kesavar, Rabbi Eliezer, ain't shochtin v'zorkin al Tame sheretz. Rabbi Lezer holds that you don't shecht or sprinkle for a Karban Pesach for somebody whose their seventh day of Tumah is on Erev Pesach. They shouldn't be shechted for or sprinkled, or the blood should not be zarak for them. Let's read the lines and then we'll explain it. V'kol she'ilu b'yachid nitzchev etzibur abdi b'tumah. And the rule is that anytime a yachid would be pushed off to Pesach Sheni, if the tzibur is in that situation, they would do it even b'tumah on Pesach Rishon. So for example, if one person is tamei meis, they would be pushed to Pesach Sheni. If the whole tzibur is tamei meis, they would do it b'tumah even on Pesach Rishon. V'chol milsa de'isa b'tzibur isa b'yachid. V'chol milsa de'lesa b'tzibur lesa b'yachid. And there's a parallel between a yachid and a tzibur in this regard. Anything that a yachid would be pushed off for, a tzibur would do the first one. Anything that a yachid would not be pushed off for, let's say some other tumah ziva, you don't go to Pesach Sheni, so that the tzibur, even if they're all tumah ziva, they don't do it on Pesach Rishon. Let's stop here, meanwhile, in the middle, and then we'll explain it. The Gemara is trying to say that there will never be a time that Hazza'ah will be done on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. Why? Because let's say a Yachid is Tamei Meis. If a Yachid is Tamei Meis and day 7 is Friday, Rabbi Elazar holds that you don't shech for him. You push him off to Pesach Sheni. That's called Tamei Meis, and he goes to Pesach Sheni. Let's say that Tzibur is Tamei Meis. You're going to sprinkle then? No. Why? Because the Tzibur is going to be able to do it even B'tumah. So you will never have a case, says the Gemara, of Hazza'ah being done on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. And therefore, he's not called a Bar Chiyuva if he's lacking Hazza'ah. Because it'll never be done. Either he's going to do it on Pesach Sheni by himself, or he's going to do it today with the whole Tzibur without getting Hazza'ah. So because Hazza'ah will never be done today on Erev Pesach Fodan on Shabbos, therefore, he's not called a Bar Chiyuva if he's lacking Hazza'ah and if he's Tamei. Masha Enkein, by Arlus, by an Arel? So Mila? So yeah, of course you have to get a Mila. If you're an Arel, you don't go to Pesach Sheni. Mila should be done today. So if Mila should be done today, he's called a Bar Chiyuva and he should get Mila done today. Said, let's just finish the line. So that's what the Gemara continues on the fourth line. Arelus deikul etzibur arelim ninhu. If the whole tzibur is arelim, amrina lahu kumamuhu lanaf shaychu, vavidu pischa, we'll tell them, get up, do mila, and do your karm. Even if all Klal Yisrael, right? What happened when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael? Yeshua ben Nun and Givat Aralot, right? He mild everybody. I want you to say, Tumah, arelus hutrip etzibur. You don't say that. Because arelus, you do today. So yachid nami amrina lahu. So too by an individual, we tell him, kum mahov avid pischa. Get up and do the Pesach. V'lo ma'el va'avid pischa anish kares. And if he doesn't, he's chayef kares. Tumah. But by the tumah, de'iku etzibur tamei ninu lo madinan alayhu. But if all the tzibur is tamei, you don't sprinkle upon them. Ela avdi b'tumah. You'll just do it with tumah. Yachid nami pater. So that's why your yachid is also pater. So that's the basic yisod of the Gemara. The difference between Arel and tamei is that by tamei, the sprinkling will never occur on a Shabbos. On every day on Shabbos, so that's why you're not called a Bar Chiyuva. Masha Enkein by Arlus, Mila will be done today. You got to do it, and therefore you are considered a Bar Chiyuva.
So,
Amila Shlo Bizman on Shabbos would not be done. But that's Amila. What do you mean Amila Shlo Bizman? Let's see Amila Bizman. But what if we? Oh, this case, because it might be. Would a Mila Shalob Izmana in this case be Doche? In Achinami, maybe it sounds like that. A Mila Shalob Izmana on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yisba Shabbos, would that be Doche Shabbos? So you have to look up the halacha. Yeah.
And also, Rabbi Elazar, when in his view do we say that, well, something can be done after Shabbos or done at a different time, then we won't allow you to do the Bashar that you said that
before? Right, now we're limited. We're going to reject it in a minute anyway. Yeah. If you did, but let's say you did. Let's say you didn't. Of course, you're supposed to do everything you can before Shabbos. Do everything you can before Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Amle Rafuna Breidu Vishol Rava. One second. Slight problem with this whole approach. The Hari Pesach Sheni Delesa Betzibur VeIsi BeYachid. What do you mean? Tzibur and Yachid aren't exact. This whole Gemara was assuming that Tzibur and Yachid are always parallel. Not exactly parallel, because the Tzibur will never go to Pesach Sheni. So what do you mean? There's a difference between a tzibur and a yachid. So the Gemara says, Amar no. Shiny hasam to ha'avid leit tzibur b'rishon. There is a parallel. Because whenever a tzibur does a Pesach Rishon, that's when a yachid could do Pesach Sheni. But for example, Rashi says, let's say most of the tzibur is tumas zav. So they can't do Pesach Rishon. And let's say a few, and they're not going to do Pesach Sheni either. They lose the mitzvah. But let's say there were a few people that were tamei meis in the year that most of the Yisrael are tumas zav. They can't do Pesach Sheni either. Because the rule is that the Yachid and the Tzibur always go together. If the Tzibur does Pesach Rishon, then a few Yechidim can do Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibur didn't do Pesach Rishon, so then the Yechidim cannot do Pesach Sheni. So there is a parallel, there is a connection between the Yachid and the Tzibur. But now the Gemara says, let's just reject this whole idea totally. We have a brisa that says, I might think that there's no kares except for somebody who's totally tahar and is not far away on Erev Pesach, and he doesn't do the Karan Pesach. But Orel v'tamei v'sheres v'shakol atmei minayin. But let's say somebody is tamei. How do I know that if somebody is tamei that they're also going to be chayef kares? Tamelomar v'ha'ish. So you see, even somebody who's tamei sheretz is going to be chayef kares for not bringing the Pesach. Now the Gemara just has a parenthetical statement before we finish off the question. We took on mahadra tamei sheretz. The fact that this brisa has to explicitly state tamei sheretz and not include it in the regular word of tahar, kesavar, this brisa must hold, ain't shoftin v'zokan al tamei sheretz. That a tamei sheretz, you don't do shechita and zrika for them on Erev Pesach. De'i shoftin v'zokan al tamei sheretz, lo me leila haduri alei, Hainu Tahar. Then they would just be included in the word Tahar if they were, there was no Chiddush. If you shech for them in Erev Pesach, they would just be included in the word Tahar. It must be somewhat different, and that's why the Braisa has to explicate it separately. So you could just put in brackets the line that we just read. From the word Midakam Mahader through the word Tahar, that's just a parenthetical statement. But now the Gemara gets back to the question. Alma, what do you see from this Braisa? You see that somebody who's Tamei Sheretz on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos could be Chayiv Kares. Alma Avag Abdelochazi Chiyuve Alei. He is a Bar Chiyuva. The Avag Abdelesim Betzibur is a Biyachid. And he is, even though it will never be done by Etzibur the Hazah will never be done, still, the Hazah has to be done today. So we're back to the original question. Remember, the original question was that we had an Amud Aleph. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that Hazah, which is Drabanan, would not be Docha Shabbos? He holds Machshirim are Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara's whole first approach was that it depends. He's not a Bar Chiyuva until he gets Hazah. So the Gemara just says, now, he is a Bar Chiyuva. You see, he's Chayiv Kares. So we have to come up with another answer to that original question. Why is Hazaa different than any other Machshirim? So Ella, here's the Ella. That's how you know it's going all the way back. Ella, Amar Rava, Kesava Rabbi Elazar, Shochlin Vizarkan al Tamei Sheretz. Really, you do Shecht and do the Zrika. If somebody's Tamei Sheretz or Tamei Meis, if somebody's Tamei and their day 7 falls out on Erev Pesach, that falls out on Shabbos, you do Shecht on behalf of them. V'hu adin la Tamei Meis b'shvi shalo. Aye, what about the Hazaa? Says the Gemara. No, because he could be Yotzi the Pesach even without the Hazaa. That's why he's not done. It's a Machshirim that you don't have to do. Hazaa l'may l'achila, achilas p'sachim lo ma'akva. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar holds of the Shita that achilas Pesach is not ma'akiv. Though, we're going to have much evidence that eating a Pesach is ma'akiv, and there's a central theme for eating the Pesach. Maybe Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that achilas Pesach is not ma'akiv, so don't do the Hazaa. Have him in mind. He's Yotzi the Korban Pesach. He's Yotzi. He doesn't have to eat it. So that is why the Hazaa does not have to be done. What do you mean? If you have him in mind, isn't that within the category of shalola ochlav? Not according to his eaters, which we said was a problem. So I'm like, no, shalola ochlav. No, the problem, what's shalola ochlav? Those are people who can't physically eat it. Somebody who's sick or old. But this person is right. Excuse me. This person is right. He just can't eat it. And if he just can't eat it because he has a problem with him. But his gavra, his person, is still right to eat it. And that is why he is not considered in the category of shalola ochlav. Okay? So the Gemara had two approaches to answer up the original question of why Hazaa is worse than other Machshirin. Either because he's not a Bar Chiyuva, and there's a difference between Arel and Tamei. The second approach was that no, really he is a Bar Chiyuva. But don't do Hazaa, because you don't need Hazaa, according to Rabbi Elazar, because you don't have to eat the current Pesach. According to his Shita, which obviously we don't paskin like, that is his Shita. Okay, we'll stop here. The next few lines go quickly. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Okay, remember, tomorrow night is the Haggadah Shir. Anybody who wants, who's listening out there, the past few years, Haggadah Shir are on the website already, cbey.org, or it's also on the YU website. And Beth Hashem, tomorrow night is the first of the Haggadah Shirim for this year. And the Halacha Shir is on from, the Halacha Shir from last night. It'll be posted later, yeah.